You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. You can also be a part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Jess P.S. working hard on the board for you. And we will get to all your calls and comments today. Lots to get to this hour. Of all the headlines that struck me over the weekend, I think we have to really get to is the Pete Hegseth article. And this is from the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, that old liberal rag. You know,
those woke Wall Street Journal editors over there. But I mean, it goes along with just the crap show that is this administration. And I hadn't heard of this before, and maybe it's more common than maybe I think, but
sure,
it seems stunning to me. Here's the Wall Street Journal's headline. Hegseth brought his wife to sensitive meetings with foreign military officials.
But was she in the group chat?
I was just going to say, would it be easy to throw around the Zoom, dude? Defense Secretary's handling of sensitive information is under fire after he shared details about a strike on Houthi militants in a group chat in a widely used app. Now, the article here from the Wall Street Journal says that Hegseth brought his wife, a former Fox News producer. Oh, come on, man. Do you guys have sex with anybody else? I mean, can you go out and meet someone? Or you just got to, like, all be in the Foxy Newsy?
They all got to be in the bubble.
All in the bubble? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, presumably Bill O'Reilly was already gone by then. You know what I mean? Okay, they spent like millions of dollars on lawsuits or settlements. Lots of goings on over there at the Foxy Don't Call It News. Now, Hegseth, Defense Secretary Hegseth, his wife, a former Fox News producer, he brought her to two meetings with foreign military counterparts. You bring your wife, I'll bring mine. Are we swapping, Hegseth? What are we doing? Where sensitive information was discussed, according to multiple people who were present or had knowledge of the discussions. Now, one of the meetings, a high-level discussion between the Pentagon on March 6th between Hegseth and UK Secretary of Defense John Healey, took place at a sensitive moment for the transatlantic alliance one day after the U.S. said it had cut off military intelligence sharing with Ukraine. The group that met at the Pentagon, which included Admiral Tony Radakin, the head of UK's armed forces, discussed the U.S. rationale behind the decision, as well as future military collaboration between the two allies, according to people familiar with the meeting. The U.S. rationale behind the decision? I mean, how hard is that? I mean, Trump, Putin. Trump does what Putin wants.
Right.
I did see that Trump's mad at Putin, Pooty Poot, right now.
Oh
yeah,
is he?
There's a lover's quarrel.
Oh,
yeah,
little
yeah.
Spat?
We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, a secretary can invite anyone to meetings with visiting counterparts, but attendee lists are usually carefully limited to those who need to be there, and attendees are typically expected to possess security clearances given the delicate nature of the discussions.
Now, does a spouse of a cabinet level secretary have the same security clearance as their, you know, cabinet level?
I'm sleeping with my security clearance, so let me in, yo. Hegseth's wife, Jennifer Hegseth, isn't a Defense Department employee, defense officials said. It isn't uncommon for spouses of senior officials to possess low level security clearances. But a Pentagon spokesperson declined to say whether Jennifer had one, and Jennifer didn't respond to requests for comments. Now, Jennifer Hegseth also attended a meeting last month at the North Atlantic Treaty Organization headquarters in Brussels. Oh, we're flying Mrs. Hegseth around now. Oh, that's nice. Where the Allied defense officials discussed their support for Ukraine. According to two people who attended the meeting, Hegseth's brother Philip has also been traveling with him on official visits. So the brother's coming along and the wife's coming along. The Brussels meeting, which took place on the sidelines of a February conference of NATO defense ministers, was a gathering of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, a U.S.-led forum of some 50 nations that periodically meet to coordinate on production and delivery of weapons and other support for Ukraine. At the closed-door discussions, national representatives routinely present confidential information, such as donations to Ukraine that they don't want to be made public, according to officials. Some foreign attendees at the meetings didn't know who Jennifer Hegseth was. Others were surprised by her presence, but proceeded without raising objections. It isn't clear whether her presence affected what was discussed at either session. There's more of this at the Wall Street Journal.
It wasn't bring your spouse to work day?
I didn't want to come home, man. So I thought about this, and I'm wondering, well, maybe we shouldn't be so quick to judge.
Sure.
I mean, maybe Jennifer Hegseth, Pete Hegseth's wife, maybe she's his AA sponsor.
Or
the brother. I didn't know the brother Philip. Maybe the brother too.
Sure,
I mean,
right. Sure.
But really? Then I thought even more.
Yeah.
I mean, perhaps the reason that mm-hmm. Pete was bringing his wife Jennifer around mm-hmm, is because mm-hmm. his mom was busy. Mom joke. I was a totally mom. I'm going to leave it at that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say what she's busy doing.
Uh-huh. But She's busy.
She's mom jokes. I love mom jokes. What did Mother of Pete Hegseth say? God, what was that? In 2018,
mm-hmm.
She sent an email saying that he had routinely mistreated women for years and displayed a lack of character. That's what mom says.
Right. Now, she did come out and, you know,
apologize.
Retract that.
She apologized.
But
she said
it. She did say it.
She said on Friday she regretted sending the email and had apologized to him. An article from the New York Times, let's see, this is dating back to November of 24. Once again, this is what mom said. On behalf of all the women, I know it's many, you have abused in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I say, get some help. Take an honest look at yourself. She also wrote, quote, I have no respect for any man that belittles, lies, cheats, sleeps around, and uses women for his own power and ego. You are that man and have been for years.
I got at least 5 cabinet members for that.
And as your mother, it pains me and embarrasses me to say that, but it's the sad, sad truth. So mom didn't get invited along to the super secret conversations, but wifey Jennifer did.
Wifey number 3?
I mean,
4?
Even to keep track. Love is love. 855-752-4842. Are you kidding me, people? Really? don't mind the blonde in the back of the room, but how many nuclear missiles do you have?
Mm.
And where are they right now? Where are your nuclear submarines? I'm sorry, Jennifer. Earmuffs. Earmuffs. You can't make her do earmuffs. She's fine. Come.
You can dress her. She's cool.
AA sponsor. That's the best I got, folks. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Let's get through some of our callers. Jack from the Mac, you are up. Happy Monday, Jack. Welcome. What do you got?
Oh, yeah, the hypocrisy of these
right,
maggots just absolutely amazes me. First of all, I want to talk a little bit about Soros, and then I'd like to take a little shot at Hegseth. Musk spent something like 10 times what Soros has spent, and certainly much more than anyone else.
Yes.
Musk will have the business before the court because—
yes.
Right now, Tesla's involved in a lawsuit about whether they can sell directly or like every other car company in the world, they have to go through dealerships in Wisconsin. And they'd rather not. They'd rather get their profits 100%. And finally, and this is the real kicker, Schimmel has stated really clearly why he wants to be on the court. It's to support the Musk and Trump co-presidency agenda. In other words, he's already admitted he's bought.
Yes, so he needs a support network, Jack, right? I mean, he literally came out and said it. The words came out of his mouth after he said he was begging for donations, which you're also not supposed to do as a judicial candidate.
Yep. And then there's Hegseth. Now, I have a good friend, and she was in the armed forces. Mm-hmm. And she, in fact, during the 2016 to 2020 first term of Trump, she actually flew, she as a pilot, and she actually flew security detail for Trump. And she was drummed out of the military. And you know why?
Why?
She had an affair while she was in the military. And she was forced out because of that. And so now here Hegseth has been hired, and he's had, what, three? Four? Something like that. I kind of lost track. I mean, this is
I mean, I wouldn't.
These guys are so corrupt.
No, and I get it. And thanks for the call, Jack. I wouldn't trust Hegseth with a warm apple pie. You know what I'm saying, man? Come on, man. I mean, I get it. Listen, I wasn't always a happily married man. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I get some of that, but another one, there's been accusations of rape, of abuse beyond that.
Right, he paid off a woman.
And I mean, mom isn't a fan. I mean, she took it all back because it became public, but I'm sure that was a contentious conversation with their son. And the guy, I mean, the guy would show up on Fox News on the weekends, you know, half in a bag. And again, I'm not judging. You know what I mean? I've done a little radio on a hangover once in a while.
Sure, but you're not Secretary of Defense.
Not yet.
Although you're on the radio, you can do anything.
This is what I'm saying. You know? I mean, if you folks, I don't know if you know the rules, but once you're on the radio, once you're talking and doing this thing, it qualifies you to do absolutely anything. Everything all at once.
Absolutely.
All the time.
Uh-huh. Them's the rules.
That's it. That's just it. I mean, Hank Mike Pence was a radio guy.
Right.
Remember Hank Mike Pence?
I remember Hank Mike Pence.
Yeah, yeah. Vice President Pence, and they yelled Hank Mike Pence. Right. That's his nickname
name.
So Hank Mike Pence was on the radio.
Right.
There's all these very, very influential people come from radio, man.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Callers, I do want to give you some time, so please be patient. Stick around through the break. We only got a minute left in the segment. How about one of the texters here? Comes from Stoughton. By the way, where's our friend Rojo, the deficit hawk? If the lower and middle class have to pay more due to tariffs, then the millionaires and billionaires can forego a tax cut. All in together, reduce the deficit. Ron Johnson's reason to oppose everything. Yeah, ain't that the truth? Where's Rojo been? Oh, he's down with the reigning in the judicial activism.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, a judge ruled against the unconstitutional executive order of my orange president. We must remove the district courts. That's where they're at. Come back with us. More of your calls. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Do you have tattoos? Better be careful. You might get renditioned. Come back with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're mocking. Yes, we are mocking. That's what we do here sometimes, especially when people are mockworthy like Pete Hegseth bringing his girlfriend, I'm sorry, his third wife or whatever number wife. He's bringing his wife to, you know, super secret meetings, but are we surprised considering how eager they were to do everything on Signal? So nothing really matters, and it's all going to be okay. Don't worry your pretty little self about it,
says
the administration. But, of course, if this were on the a Democratic administration, these folks would be losing
butter emails.
Butter emails. What do we hear last week? Can't believe it's Signalgate. Such a stupid name. Everything's a gate with your administration. Just added on the back of it.
Uh-huh.
But Hegseth, of course, mocking. And maybe, again, maybe he's bringing her around because she's his, you know, his AA sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm just spitballing here, folks. What do you think? Why would Pete Hegseth bring his wife to these meetings? I'm just asking questions here, folks. Pat from Milwaukee, you are up. Maybe you got an answer for me, Pat. Welcome. What do you got for us?
I think it's her, speaking of Defense Department, it's her self-defense. She doesn't trust the guy. She wants to watch him every minute.
Yeah. I mean, you got to trust your spouse, don't you? I mean, that sounds like an unhealthy relationship, Pat.
Yes, yes. This is classic behavior of a very insecure woman. She has to follow her husband everywhere.
Well, I mean,
that's simple.
Yeah. Pat, thanks for the call, man. You know, it could be as good as a reason as any.
I mean, this is a man who has children with how many different women, and how many of them were, you know.
Oh, Hegseth? Does he? I don't even know. Does he have lots of kids?
He's got like 4 kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Spreading it around. You know, family values, Republican style. You know, if you're a rich bitch, you can have as many kids with as many chicks as you want. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. See, money makes all the rules go away.
Yeah.
See how that is?
Just makes new rules.
855-752-4842. Cody from Sharky. Sharky? She's going along so she can keep an eye on him because of his past experiences with infidelity. Right on.
Right.
I think there's a common theme. Kate from Hayward. Hegseth's wife attending meeting flies against everything every soldier vet is taught and expected to do when it comes to their own family. They aren't even allowed to tell their own families where they are going when given orders. Tom from New Berlin, she is keeping the moneymaker from screwing up. Yeah. I mean, Tom.
She's not doing a great job.
Right. I mean, she might want to check his phone. She's not looking for porn, or she's looking for a signal app. Uh-huh. You're keeping this in-house, right, honey? Right, honey?
Of course, darling.
Of course, darling. I would never lie to you. Dana from La Crosse, perhaps he uses her as a shield like Elon uses his kid as a shield from the press and tough questions, etc. Perhaps. But I do think there was an article, again, we referenced the Wall Street Journal, and one of the questions posed was, you know, was there any information not given? You know, is her presence there impacting our governance and therefore impacting our national security? I mean, if all of a sudden some rando sitting in the back of their class and you're supposed to have a super secret private meeting, are you going to be as forthcoming as you would be if you know who else was in the room? And throw on top of that the obvious concern that our allies justifiably have is how careless and reckless is this administration with their national secrets?
Yeah, man, loose lips sink ships.
Linda's from Milwaukee says, Google says Hegseth has 7 kids.
Oh, hot damn.
Damn, money.
I thought it was 4.
Got to protect the moneymaker. Talk about child support, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And those are the kinds of things that, you know, infidelity and drinking and drugs and, you know, the risky lifestyle.
Sure.
Those are the kinds of things that used to, like, raise red flags when you put people in these kinds of positions.
Well, we used to care about character.
Well, and they're subject to blackmail.
Yeah.
You know, they put themselves in harm's way to influence, have bad actors influence us if they can work over a guy like Hegseth and because of his infidelity and his drinking or whatever the case may be. Or I don't know, someone like Donald Trump. You know what I mean? Like, in some way, could that guy be compromised? Well,
yeah. Krasnov?
I mean, just saying. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Who's your Bob? You're up. Welcome, Bob. Happy days, man. What do you got?
Hey, how you doing, Dom?
Good, man.
The reason he took her to that meeting was because it's through all of their marriage, it's the only thing he has done yet that has impressed her. Everything else has been rather lackluster.
Come on, man! He had that weekend show on the Foxy's show on the Foxy News, right? Doesn't that? I mean, plus she was working there at the time.
I guess she wasn't impressed.
Well, we know, and thanks for the call, Hoosier Bob. Appreciate it. That was my impression when we saw the Signal chat. This information that Hegseth, specifically Hegseth, put out there with the timestamp and dates, and here's exactly when the bombs are going to fall, and here's when the second wave comes, and, you know, very specific date timestamp of what's coming in the future. And that stuff didn't need to be given.
No.
He used to be like, yo, man,
we're on.
We on. Party on, brother. You know, fist pump. American flag. Tesla. You want SNL this weekend? Yeah. You know, we talk about the fist bump. Who was it? The National Security Advisor. Wall set that up. Uh-huh. The fist bump, the American flag, and
the fire.
The fire, the flame, yeah. The blowing, the explosion emoji. Mm-hmm. SNL referred to it as Tesla because blow up and burn.
Sometimes
that happens. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Mother Jones has a piece out, and a few articles I've seen over the weekend referencing this is the reason that ICE is deporting all these folks because they have these tattoos. But apparently, maybe they were just pulled off the internet, like rando tattoos. If you have this, you're out. I think that's why we don't do it this way, right? I think we should have what would you call it if someone wanted to be able to plead their case that maybe that tattoo was honor
blue,
of their...
Blue. Due process.
Due, like honeydew?
Maybe.
Due process. D-O process? Due process? No. Due process. Maybe we should get some due process and figure out whether or not the tattoos are really what you think they are. Now come back more of your calls. 855-752-4842. Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Just BS working hard on the board. You folks are lining up on the phones and the text line. I did see some reference to Pete Kegseth.
Yeah. Got him over a barrel.
Nice. I like it. I like it a lot.
Thanks, Len.
Real quick, we'll get to this headline, then we'll get to the callers. Terrorist, quote-unquote, tattoos cited by Homeland Security. Stolen from the internet, says legal expert.
Huh.
I guess they did their own internet research.
The tattoos were stolen from the internet? Yeah. Or the idea that these were quote-unquote terrorist tattoos was stolen from the internet?
You know, anyone with a neck tattoo must be a terrorist.
Must be.
I mean, must be. If you're a mega.
Uh-huh.
Man, actually, I think Mega's got the ones that have two. Dale from Wausau, you are up. Welcome, Dale. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. I wanted to make a statement on Greenland. I'll make it as fast as I can.
Sure.
I think Greenland and Denmark need to be alerted that if they give the Trump administration access for additional military bases on Greenland, and in essence have the U.S. in control of Greenland, you will end up also having Russian troops in Greenland. I think the supposed interest in Greenland minerals is a diversion. It doesn't explain the intense interest in Greenland by the Trump administration. I don't think that gaining control of Greenland has anything to do with protecting the United States from Russia or China, as Vice President Vance has suggested. I think gaining access to Greenland is part of a preliminary wartime strategy against Canada, Alaska, because Putin wants Alaska, and against the lower 48 to install an authoritarian government in the U.S. I think we all have to keep our eyes and ears open to what's going on in the Trump administration. Mm. We all have to be woke. Nothing can be discounted or ignored. Full stop. Thanks, Dom and Jess. Appreciate it.
All right. Right on, Dale. A lot there. I'm not sure, and it's hard to tell the motivation for a guy like Donald Trump. Could be as easy as, hey, Putin's got Ukraine. I want one, too.
And I want a bigger country.
It could be that. It could be. Or there could be more nefarious reasons that, of course, we don't know because we're not yet on the Signal chat.
It's any day now.
Any day.
Watch your invites.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Once again, Sarah Burris reporting over the Raw story. Terrorist tattoo cited by Homeland Security stolen from the internet, according to a legal expert. And, oh, folks, don't forget, by the way, last segment of the day, tell us something good. Got to tell us something good to wrap up the show. So, here's something not so good. Lawyer Aaron Reichlin Melnick, a senior fellow at the Immigration Council, did a reverse image search of photos of tattoos the Department of Homeland Security claims represent the Venezuelan gang TDA. Now, over the weekend, ACLU obtained ICE's Alien Enemies Act validation guide, which the union said confirms all it takes to be sent to rot in prison in El Salvador is, one, having a tattoo an ICE officer says is a gang tattoo, and two, displaying logos, symbols, or clothes an ICE officer says are gang signs. That's all you need, huh? No due process, none of that. Just you know, some ICE agent determining that you're a gangsta. In the ICE documents were images showing examples of the body art. All right, so the ACLU gets the administration's Alien Enemies Act validation guide. And apparently, the many of these tattoos listed by the DHS come from a New York Post piece published in 2024. And he wrote on X, reverse image search shows these images were stolen from the internet and have nothing to do with TDA. Wait, what? Tell me more. One of the tattoos shows a Nike Air Jordan logo with a number 23 underneath it, the number Michael Jordan used when he played for the Chicago Bulls. According to the New York Post, it's a Jumpman tattoo, refers to 23D Enro, a Venezuelan neighborhood. It's Michael Jordan's number, guys, Reichlin Melnick said. He did a reverse image search and found it was posted by a Michael Jordan fan on account of Twitter, a Michael Jordan fan account on Twitter in 2015. Now, Reichlin Melnick also posted a tattoo of an AK-47 included in the ICE Homeland Security Investigation intelligence report. He found the tattoo was taken from an artist in Turkey who had posted it on his profile. A train image, which the New York Post described as a shout out to the gang's origins as a railroad labor union in Venezuela.
Huh?
Dates back to at least 2015, where it can be found on a random blog listing 70 train tattoo ideas for men, he revealed on X. Another image was traced to a Pinterest page of a Thai tattoo parlor, which appeared to be nothing more than someone's initials. Now, the Miami Herald reported that one of the men flown from the U.S. to El Salvador as a suspected gang member had three tattoos that his mother said are a story of love and loyalty. Can't have that. One is a crown with the name of his son.
Wow. Well, that's...
Ah, man. Harold said that another is a star with his own name and his mother's name, and the inscription, Real Hasta la Muerte, Real Until Death, across his arm, in reference to the soccer club Real Madrid. So he's a real big Packer fan. You know what I mean? So I'm saying, if you put, like, Packers till I die, these cats would be like, you're out of here, man.
I mean, well, I mean, the Packers, they're... Oh, they're local.
Okay. Slate reported one tattoo of a nautical star with the words La Paz BCS, referring to the birthplace of Daniel Ramirez Medina of La Paz, Baja California, Sur. Medina was arrested by ICE, which claimed he was an egregious public safety concern. He's a DACA recipient and in the U.S. legally, the report stated. Due process.
Due process.
You know, these morons are coming up with all sorts of reasons or why or whatever to justify, you know, snatching people up and throwing them out there. And I'm sure, listen, I'm sure there's real bad gang member people out there. But even real bad gang member people have the right to due process. You can't just go up and shoot them in the back of the head because you think they're gang members. You can't just snag them and deport them to a country other than the country of their origin, number one. And number two, just claim... they're a gang member. They're a gang member. No due process. No, they're a gang member. you got it. You know, that's not how we're supposed to do things in this country. And again, be careful what you wish for. If you have no problem with zero due process being given to any of these folks, then watch out when it comes for you, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the limiting factor? Uncle Tony from Columbus, are any of Hegseth's tattoos on the list?
Yeah. Right. This is a guy who, you know, actually has some problematic tattoos.
Oh, that's right. Does he have some crusade tattoo?
He's got a Crusader's tattoo.
Come on, man. Do we like the Crusades? Were those bad? I guess I'm not clear on the whole religious, you know, from my interpretation and understanding, I think they were bad.
From my understanding of, you know, all of the raping and killing,
well, yeah,
that was bad.
Well, raping of killing of the ones that don't believe in the stuff that they believe in.
Still bad.
Ah, you know, I mean, is it though?
Yeah. Yes, Tom.
Is it? Is there raping and murder and killing of as long as they're, what do they call them? You know, the non-believers. The
heretics, infidels.
Yes, thank you. The heretics and the infidels. Sounds like a great band name. I resemble that remark. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Heretics and infidels, welcome
mm-hmm.
here.
Dick, absolutely.
Speaking of, Dick from Madison. I'm just kidding, Dick. Welcome to the show, man. What do you got for us?
I'm going to switch gears totally from what I talked about. George W. Bush, remember when he made that statement after 9/11 and called it a crusade? You know, no. That's not what it was going to be. But anyway, Musk, I heard something today, correct me if I'm wrong, that he's even offering cab service tomorrow to voters. Why is that okay? And yet people just about ready to tip over in the heat in the South, you can't give them water.
Well, again, I think, Dick, the water thing was overturned. I have to maybe double check that. My impression was that was not okay for them to
live.
Yeah, right. I get that. And but we also have, like, you know, souls to the polls and people giving mm-hmm. rides and whatever. I mean, I'm less concerned about, you know, giving people rides to polls and literally handing out cash to voters to vote how you want them to vote. I mean, those are different levels of engagement.
Hand out the cash in the cab on the way there.
Cash in the cab. Mm-hmm. Well, at the end of the day, Dick, I mean, isn't this, I mean, not, tell me if I'm wrong. Is it a referendum on the money in politics? Because it has not, it's never been as nasty, a filthy, dripping with money election like this in this state or in the country for a Wisconsin, a state Supreme Court race, man. Never like this. And it's just going to get worse, man. We got more of these elections coming.
Okay, totally spot on. And here's what I'm going to tell you. You can believe this or not. I told relatives at Easter in 2010 that if Citizens United gets passed, it'll be the end of this country.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and what they tell you, what was their response when you said that, Dick?
No, they're all like, what are you even talking about, most of them? But it was like Easter Sunday after dinner, and then there were, you know, there. Yeah. And I said, I'm telling you, if this happens, it's just going to open the floodgates to nothing, and what does money do to politics? It totally corrupts it, period.
What does the love of money do for everything, Dick? It totally corrupts it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. And again, these are things that we the people, remember, that's what this is really supposed to be about. We, the people, can regulate this as we see fit. So long as we don't buy the BS coming out of people like Elon Musk. And I'll say it again, even if you consider spending of the money, the free speech. Well, you cannot yell fire in a crowded theater. Your speech is regulated based on the damage it can actually do. You cannot use your speech to physically threaten people's lives, for example. That is regulated speech. So I think, you know, we're getting to the point. We have gotten to the point. This is the point where this kind of money is akin to a threat. It is akin to yelling fire in a crowded theater. And people, we need to do something about it. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We see some callers line up. And folks, you know how we do it. We're going to end the conversation, end the day with something good. Something good. 855-752-4842. So before we get to the callers and the texters telling us something good, Mother Jones also, again, on this deportation issue. A longer article. We're going to put it up in the show notes. If you have some time, take a look at it. Their headline, quote, "You're here because of your tattoos." Trump administration sent Venezuelans to El Salvador's most infamous prison. Their families are looking for answers. Just a little bit. Arturo Suarez Trejo called his wife from an immigration detention center in Texas. He's a 34-year-old native of Caracas, Venezuela, explained that his deportation flight had been delayed. He told his wife he would be home soon. Suarez did not want to go back to Venezuela. Still, there was at least a silver lining. In December, Sanchez given birth to their daughter, and he would finally have a chance to meet their three-month-old baby girl he'd only ever seen on screens. But Sanchez told Mother Jones she had not heard from Suarez since. Instead, last weekend, she found herself zooming in on a photo the government of El Salvador published of Venezuelan men in the Trump administration had sent to the infamous CICAT prison. Quote, "I realized that one of them was my husband. I recognized him by the tattoo on his neck, by his ear, and by his chin. Even though I couldn't see his face, I knew it was him." The photo she examined, a highly produced propaganda video promoted by Secretary of State Marco Rubio and the White House, showed Venezuelans shackled in prison uniforms as they were pushed around by guards and had their heads shaved. The tattoo on the neck was a hummingbird. His wife said it was meant to symbolize harmony and good energy. She said his other tattoos, like a palm tree on his hand, an homage to his late mother, use of a Venezuelan expression about God being greater than a coconut tree, were similarly innocuous. Nevertheless, they may be why he was effectively disappeared by the U.S. government to and to a Salvadorian mega prison. No due process. Oh, I don't like that tattoo. You're outie. Not how we do it here, folks. Never put up with that. 855-752-4842. Let's not put up with it. Let's do something about that. Come back with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back to the Dom Selfie Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Just PS, working the board, working the phones. And remember, you got to tell us something good. Ending the day with a smile on our face. Some happy news, at least as we see it. Uh-huh. And we'll be the judge of that. So if you have a comment, if you want to call and play along, we'll take the comments and the questions and the conversation. But. You got to tell us something good first. So that's them's the rules. And you're not rich enough to not play by them. So that's how we do it. Ron from the MKE, tell us something good, buddy.
Whoa, I don't know.
Come
on. Something small. Something good.
We're good.
We're good.
We're good.
We're all good. They're all bad guys. Now, can I say what I want to really say?
Yes.
I said, I saw an ad the other day from the in the state Supreme Court race from the bad guy talking about a good woman, Susan Crawford. And in the space of 20 seconds, I didn't notice this because I was only listening to the ad for the first time. And then I noticed it, that the script devolved her in the space of 20 seconds from liberal, then lefty, and then closed with extreme radical. So, I mean, they're doing this devolution in a 30-second ad. It just blew me away. It's like these guys are just so friggin' superficial. But we're good.
But we're good. How are you feeling about the election tomorrow, Ron?
I'm modestly optimistic. I realize the turnout's been increased by Trump and Musk's involvement, but I think it's also been increased by people's awareness of that. So it's really hard to call, but I'm leaning towards her, and he's a known quantity. If people can remember back, he's been defeated before, so he's got that against him.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Ron. Certainly appreciate it. Yeah, if anyone, to know BS is to not like BS.
Correct.
I'm just
correct.
Saying,
it's all there in the name.
I mean, it's Scott Walker all over again. It's Elon Musk. I mean, it's Donald Trump. Uh-huh. These guys are all... Uh-huh. The world depends on it.
The fate of humanity.
Oh, the humanity. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What do we got here? Uncle Tony, at this time, attention and money Musk and Trump are putting into this election just shows how desperate they are. They have Schimmel win. They have plans for Wisconsin, folks. Well, they may very well. Thank you, Uncle Tony. Jack from the Mac. Saturday, 1 to 4, is going to Madison's Club Coda Jazz Society. Jam it out, man.
Yeah.
Right on, Jack. Play the music. Always makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Jess, you got anything you want to share? Anything good you want to share?
I will. I'll get there in a second. Christy from Eau Claire texts in.
Yeah.
I found $200 worth of change. Goodness. At a move-out inspection. Made her pretty happy. That's a lot of change. Was it all in nickels?
That's a lot of change.
That's a lot of change.
That's a heavy couch.
Something good. This weekend, I turned off my notifications. I tuned out the news except for one, maybe 2 hour block on Sunday. And I read a whole book.
A whole book?
A whole book. It was a short one, but it was a whole book.
Fiction or nonfiction?
Fiction.
Okay.
It's called Creatures. By Chrissy Van Meter. A really beautiful narrative, goes back and forth in time, sort of gives this woman's whole life and just beautiful snapshot of humanity. So if you're looking for just a quick read, something that has a deep love of humanity and also a deep realization that, Dom, as you've said many times, we are a flawed species. This was a great read. Creatures by Chrissy Van Meter.
And how many hours did it take you to, read the book?
In total, start to finish was about 8 hours, but I wasn't reading that whole time. It was just over the course of one day from like 3 p.m. to 11 p.m.
That's about how much basketball and football and baseball I watched.
Was that your something good?
No, yeah. No, I went out to dinner with my wife and my brothers-in-law and their cousin on their dad's side. And their father had passed away. My father-in-law, I guess, passed away when Steph was like 4 years old. I mean, very, very young. He was early 30s when he passed. But it was interesting. So we're hanging out with the cousin and his wife, who's from Italy, and they're Italian on that side as well. And we had a great dinner hanging out and eating, drinking. It was great to just kind of unwind and hanging out with a bunch of other people that talk a lot.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? So I was like,
you don't have to do all the talking.
I was like, Dom, you're so quiet. I'm like, hey, man, hang out with a bunch of dagos. I mean, you guys keep talking. But what ended up being is we got some pictures of their grandfather the next day. Jimmy had sent them over. And it was in front of the bar that their dad grew up in, which is right now a restaurant in Bayview called Good Kind.
Oh, I know Good Kind.
So back in the day, that bar, Good Kind, was called May's Tap.
Uh-huh.
And their grandfather, May, and of course their dad, grew up, and there's a house right next to it. They grew up in that house next door.
Oh, damn,
and
so, okay.
And so when Grandpa May got married, as does everybody when you own a bar and a restaurant, they took pictures outside. This is the first time I've seen May's Tap and like the old Miller, old school black and whites, like really good solid pictures. I was like, oh, this is amazing. And it's, of course, it's Good Kind, you know, which is still here in Bayview and it's really good.
Oh.
And I got some good food over there. And so we have a lot of love. My wife and I went on our first date there.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So many years ago.
Oh.
So it was great to see that and just actually see those pics and see that very same building. It has a very yummy and successful restaurant in it right now.
That's beautiful, Dom.
Yeah, used to be May's Tap. So we're kind of back in her old neighborhood now.
Yeah. Well, that is something good. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So thank you, Jimmy. It's good to see everyone. Hey, folks, good to see you as well. Have a wonderful evening. We'll be on the air again tomorrow. Thank you, Jess BS, for all that you do. Lots going on, folks. We'll get to more of it tomorrow. Tune in right now. Stick around. Pete Schwab of the Nightlight coming up next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.